Yeah, because we did that. Oh, yeah, yeah. This New Year's Eve.
This one's a paper.
It's okay. Just take the pictures. Look at this 2,200 square meters, French classical style, all gold plated. And the biggest carpet, again, rolled over there. I like to call it, of course, I gave nicknames. That's a sleeping giant. Okay, I think it's a cool nickname, I don't know. But because it's 3 tons, that's the idea. Okay, that's a 3-ton carpet. You need 30, 35 people to just move it around. Most of the companies or the people who have events here, they leave the carpet their own. Of course, it's a big fuss, obviously. But you can have it. Depends on whatever turns you on, right? If you want to have the carpet, just do it. And in the past, the place was for the portrait of Nikolai over there, and then his wife on the other side. So the gigantic portraits, two of them in the concert hall to be obviously showing the cult and the supreme love, supreme leader love. Okay? Never happened, as I mentioned, the pictures should be in a museum because everything here is used today, they're not in. There's going to be an idea of a national museum of the history of communism. They're going to build it soon in the country. So I'm sure over there they should have put that in there. And the mirror effect again is here. This is a model here. Okay, this is like a chandelier giving a projection. Again, it's like a link with the skies and the floor. And that skyline over there, it's natural light, people. So that's natural light. It's 16 meters. It's natural light. They dropped the lowest point here. The building is 86, but it's also with 60 meters areas, 30 meters. And here is actually 16. So this is how they, natural light. We have the Marriott Hotel area over there in the National Cathedral. The Marriott Hotel was still part of the same plan. They wanted to house the people in those times. I would have been here, they wanted to house them there. They were calling it the guest house. But then, you know, in the 90s, Marriott entered the market, of course, and it's over there, yeah. Still, this is all planned, everyone, once again. So in this room, we have the events from Vienna Ball to, you know, wedding fairs, weddings in the past. Okay, not so much right now, trying to, you know, conserve the whole place. You know, weddings go wild, you know, it's understandable. It's, this is the times, maybe once in a lifetime or a couple of times, no problem. But the idea is this is all used for New Year's Eve. People can buy tickets, so they're all used around over here. NGOs, corporations for the employees, they have parties over here. This is otherwise, as you may imagine, it's a big waste. But when we go around, and this is what we had done in the tour, and you know, I think you've noticed and felt it, we were talking about the past, present, and some future potential of this palace. Yeah. So when you come back for a concert here, don't forget your tour guide, and bring some good catering, okay? Don't mess around.